Artemis II blasts ever closer to the far side of the moon. Trump removes U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. I haven't slept for days. Iranians describe mounting desperation after a month of war. Iran war could make beer and bottled water pricier for Indians. Be serious, don't speak every day. Macron criticizes Trump's approach to the Iran war. Judge dismisses most of Blake Lively's claims in Justin Baldoni harassment suit. Brazil grants joint custody over pets in new law for separated couples. Hegseth asks U.S. Army's top general to step down. Iran's two largest steel plants shut down due to airstrikes, companies say. Ancient golden helmet recovered more than a year after Dutch heist. Baby shot dead in pram in New York City. Police say man dies in storm near Athens as Saharan dust shrouds Crete. U.S. lifts sanctions on Venezuelan interim leader, Delcy Rodriguez. Iranian Nobel laureate suffered suspected heart attack in prison, family says. Four toddlers stabbed to death at Ugandan nursery school. Elon Musk's SpaceX set to be worth $1 trillion with planned public listing. Magnitude 7.4 earthquake hits off Indonesia, killing one Australia to crack down on gambling ads after years of criticism. Over 1,800 killed since junta seized power in Burkina Faso, rights group says. Utah teen identified as victim of serial killer, Ted Bundy. U.S. Supreme Court appears skeptical of Trump plan to limit birthright citizenship. Alleged Bondi gunman loses court bid to suppress names of his family. Arlo Parks, I got out of my head and into my body. Myanmar's coup leader, who set off a brutal civil war, is set to become president. What nearly went wrong on NASA's space mission, and what still could? Trump leaves key questions unanswered as he seeks to calm nerves over Iran war. Iran's focus on survival means same regime still firmly in place. What do Trump's latest comments on leaving NATO mean for the alliance? Peter Magyar, the former Orban ally vying for power in Hungary. What to know about acting Attorney General Todd Blanch? Why isn't Artemis II landing on the moon? Watch Trump's shifting deadlines for ending Iran war. Watch the moment Artemis II blasts into space on historic mission. Macron calls Trump's remarks on his marriage inelegant. Inside NASA's moon spacesuit lab ahead of Artemis launch, UAE non-oil private sector growth slows to near four-year low in March. PMI shows Trump threatens to strike Iran's bridges and electric power plants. UN to vote on Hormuz resolution as China opposes authorization of force. A year after Liberation Day, Trump sets new drug tariffs, adjusts metals duties. U.S. crude jumps more than 11%, Brent nearly 8%, after Trump vows more attacks on Iran. U.S. Interior Department to reduce staff through deferred resignation, early retirement. China's detentions of Panama-flagged vessels raise concerns. Rubio says gold prices fall as traders move into safe haven dollar on Trump's Iran escalation. U.S. agencies to monitor drinking water for microplastics, pharmaceuticals. Trump cuts U.S. duty rates on steel, aluminum, and copper derivative products. Tesla eyes Japan's top imported car spot as it expands store, service network. Asia stocks, as Korea, Japan stocks rise on tech gains. U.S. jobs data awaited Microsoft to invest $10 billion in Japan for AI and cyber defense expansion. Microsoft to invest $10 billion in Japan data centers, Nikkei reports. Wall Est futures steady ahead of Good Friday break. Focus on jobs data. Analysis. Under global spotlight, Australia plays hardball on social media ban. Wall Street ends mixed as worries linger before Good Friday break. U.S. sues Arizona, Connecticut, Illinois to stop regulation of prediction markets. Exclusive. Oil giants show early interest in U.S. Gulf deepwater field stake, sources say. Brazil's Embraer posts 47% increase in first quarter deliveries. China services activity eases from 33-month high in March. Rating dog, PMI.